Anything Can Happen in the Dark, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. In the Car, by Elliot Watson. We were en route to the cabin. I was behind the wheel while David took a rest. It was a long trip through the Gudbrandsdalen Valley, so it was best to share the driving. Now and then I looked at him and thought that it was going to be a fantastic week away. Just the two of us, alone. There would finally be time for the feelings we'd put to one side during the last few stressful weeks before the summer holidays. There probably wouldn't be much time for hiking the first few days. Malin, can you please stop at the petrol station up there? I'd like to get something to read. David had woken up again. I swung into the petrol station and turned off the engine. Can you get me a Coke or something? I asked. David nodded. He returned a few minutes later with a Coke and a magazine under his arm. I put the car into gear, indicated, and drove out of the station onto the main road. After a while, I glanced at David and had to look twice. What kind of magazine had he bought? It looked like it was Cupido. It's been ages since I've seen that magazine, I said. We'd bought a few copies of Cupido a couple of years ago, but that had been about it. I remember that I'd read the erotic text and been really turned on. I'd even had my first real experience of fingering myself after reading Cupido. It was one evening when David had been away on a course. I'd lain down on the sofa and started reading steamy erotic letters sent in by readers. I'd never touched myself like that before, but 10 wild horses would not have stopped my trousers sliding down my pajama bottoms and into the heat between my thighs that... My concentration on the road began to wane. David and his magazine had really caught my attention. I let go of the gear stick and ran my hand down David's thigh, to his crotch, finding the bulge I knew was there. I stroked him up and down, and I could tell by the sound of him clearing his throat that David liked it. Wait a bit, he said, his voice husky. He unbuttoned his trousers and opened the fly of his boxers. My heart began racing. I'd been hoping for a bit of excitement during the holiday, but we'd got off to an unexpected flying start. I took my eyes off the road for a second and saw that David's hard-on was fully visible, poking out of his boxers. I focused intensely on keeping the car on the road while searching for David's inviting, throbbing hard-on with my hand. Meanwhile, he continued reading as if nothing was happening. It was difficult to concentrate simultaneously on driving and David after a while. I noticed that I was suddenly doing 40 km per hour in a 70 km zone. It was lucky that there were no other cars on the road. It was about time we found somewhere to park the car. The juices which moistened my pussy had overflown, and the inside of my thighs was already wet. Being horny was also making me breathe more heavily. Luckily, there was a tiny side road. I braked and drove a short way down the dirt road. It would be impossible here for anyone to see us from the main road. As soon as the motor stopped, I unfastened my seatbelt and clambered over to David so that I was facing him